W252DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. Navy and Coast Guard ships and Navy divers are working to retrieve every piece possible of what the U.S. says was a Chinese spy balloon shot down by an American warplane yesterday off the coast of South Carolina. Urging an investigation into whether the Chinese military may have made the decision to launch the balloon without input from Chinese civilian leaders, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Admiral Mike Mullen.
One of the questions is whether the right hand knew what the left hand was doing inside China.
Mullen on ABC's This Week. It may have been a bad wheel axle that caused 50 freight train cars to jump the tracks in East Palestine, Ohio, say federal safety investigators. That's an initial assessment based on two videos. Police say an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at a rehab and nursing center in Port Jefferson, Long Island, was taken to a funeral home. And over 3 hours after being pronounced dead, she was breathing. Medical folks not clear on what happened. This is ABC News. Russia may launch an assault this month to achieve strategic goals in time for the one-year anniversary of its war in Ukraine, says Ukraine's defense minister, Olsky Reznikov.
Kremlin wants to reach strategic goal as minimum to control administrative border of Luhansk and Donetsk district. It's their crazy dream.
No agreement yet, though discussions are reported ongoing between the Biden administration and Republican lawmakers on raising the debt ceiling before the June deadline. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Republican demands for spending cuts.
This is not a decision or negotiation about how much to spend or even how much to borrow. This is about whether the United States pays its bills. And we always do. We've done this dozens and dozens of times under Democratic and Republican presidents. And there should be no question.
Democrats say there was no issue under President Trump about raising the debt ceiling. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they are not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. it's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Hartman program.
Hey, hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, and anything goes Friday, you and me, 3 hours here, whatever's on your mind. Yeah, there's a giant balloon floating over the United States from China. Initial reports were that it was a spy balloon, then it became a weather balloon, and now they're kind of back to thinking it might be a spy balloon. Nobody really knows for sure, apparently. We'll figure out, you know, the Pentagon's holding a press conference right now. They just said, you know, this doesn't represent any kind of military threat or anything. But of course, over on the right-wing media, they're going, oh my God, did it take off from Wuhan? Is it bringing, biological agents? Are they coming to destroy America? We got to do this. Oh my God. Take a deep breath. One Chinese source says that this is actually coming from a private Chinese organization that's mapping weather around the world. I mean, who knows? It's hard to imagine that any private corporation in China could do such a thing without the permission of the military there. So we'll see what it leads to. But let's not get all bent out of shape about these things. So we got a lot to talk about today. I have a couple of stories, but mostly it's Anything Goes Friday, whatever's on your mind. 202-808-9925 is our phone number. I want to get into this issue of growing fascism in America and this arms race for people who want to lead our country. Also have how Biden owned Kevin McCarthy. I got to tell you about that this morning. This is hysterical. And the Supreme Court rules that you can have a gun if you are under a restraining order for domestic violence. Actually, it wasn't the Supreme Court. It was the Fifth Circuit Court. This will probably head to the Supreme Court. Also in the second hour of the program, Representative Ilhan Omar booted off her committee while pro-Hitler GOPers, Republicans, go on the committee. I'll tell you about that. We've got a nice clip from Eric Swalwell about that in the second hour of the program. Also, why the College Board watered down its new course on black history in the second hour. And in the third hour of the program, a tragic story of how insurance companies made a fortune on, in this case, one man's misery. They ended up, you know, because it got a lot of publicity, they ended up not making a fortune on it. But generally speaking, how these insurance companies make a fortune on all of our misery and how frequently they win when we try to challenge them. It's really shocking. We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. And by the way, at the very end of my op-ed, the op-ed is titled Growing Fascism in America is in an Arms Race for Those Who Aspire to Lead. Kind of long. Probably should have just headlined it. American fascists are in an arms race. But anyhow, you get the point. At the very bottom of it is a link to a piece that I published in mid-December, or toward the end of December, about how global warming leads to cold weather. For those of you, I mean, I get it. We've had just insane cold here in the Pacific Northwest for the last week, and now that weather is traveling across the central and southern and eastern parts of the United States today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of right-wingers, friends and family who may be calling you up and saying, well, where's that global warming? You know, it's supposed to be warm here. What? What's going on? We talked about this on the air back in December, so I won't repeat it all, but there's a link to that article if you need it. It's a resource for you, right? So to fascism, Ron DeSantis, you know, appears to have succeeded in his attempts to bully the College Board into stripping Black Lives Matter discussions out of the AP African American Histories course. Turns out that, and I didn't know this until I read this yesterday in Judd Legum's newsletter over at popular.info, the College Board pulled in about $2 billion last year, apparently, certainly over a billion. And their CEO made $2.5 million, which is pretty breathtaking. They used to make most of their money with the SAT test, selling tests. But now only about 5% of colleges are requiring SAT tests, and you know, compared to 55% just a decade ago. And so the College Board is looking for new ways to make money, and one of the ways that they do this is by coming up with these advanced placement courses for high school students that qualify for college credit. And this African American Studies course was one. And, you know, this is frankly what fascists do. I mean, in addition to threatening teachers with prison if they don't remove books from their classroom, arresting Black men who were told they could vote and then did so, and now demanding menstrual histories from high school girls, presumably to look for pregnancies, that was my speculation. Apparently, what they're trying to do is say, well, if you don't have menstrual, you must be trans, and therefore you can't, but God only knows. Nonetheless, DeSantis has laid a reign of terror against minorities and young people all across the state of Florida. And bullying like this is at the core of authoritarian behavior. I mean, you know, I talked about this yesterday in my piece about DeSantis. Cruelty is the point. But I'd say it's also fascism. This was a word that was coined by Mussolini in the 1920s. And it's here. I mean, our first confrontation with fascism was not World War II. Here in the United States, our first confrontation with fascism was the Confederacy. The Confederacy was a fascist state, or had become a fascist state. In the 1820s, the cotton gin was starting to get widespread sales across the southern states. It was very expensive, but one machine could, with a horse, could do the work of 50 enslaved people. And so what happened was the large plantations, like the ones who were the ancestors of Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, those large plantations, actually I don't know that his ancestor's plantation had a cotton gin, but odds are, you know, given that he's kind of the ancestor of this dynasty. In any case, those large plantations were able to just economically wipe out their smaller competitors. And over this period of time from the 1820s, the early 1820s, late 18-teens, right up through the 1850s, these oligarchic families, fewer than 1,000 families in you know, half a dozen, I don't recall exactly how many states were in the Confederacy, but among most of the Confederate states, the cotton-growing Confederate states in particular, were able to basically consolidate all the wealth in the state. And it wasn't, I mean, you know, Black people were enslaved, but poor whites had it bad, too. This is from a book by Carrie Lee Merritt. It's titled Masterless Men, Poor Whites and Slavery in the Antebellum South. She writes, poor whites made particularly inviting targets for a southern legal system dominated by slaveholders. On the eve of secession, slaveholders were still jailing poor whites for small amounts of debt, publicly whipping thieves, and auctioning off debtors and criminals for their labor to the highest bidder. In addition to the region's sophisticated legal system, the Old South also had an extremely effective extra-legal system to keep the lower-class whites in their places. From vigilance committees to Minuteman groups, these organizations helped maintain both slavery and the Southern social hierarchy, and ultimately forced a divided region to wage an unwanted war. This, you know, this was fascism. It was, the United States was attacked by a collection of states that had gone fascist. And thus we had the Civil War. So that was our first experience of fascism in North America. And the second, of course, was, you know, our battle against Hitler. But it was also a battle against American fascists. And we had American fascists in the United States Senate. This is the essence of Rachel Maddow's podcast, Ultra. If you haven't heard it yet, it's really worth listening to. It's 8 or 9 hours long, but it is just a jaw-dropper. And fascism's main doctrines are hate and intolerance. And that's all you're getting from the GOP these days. The fascism's main tools are violence and intimidation. Again, you know, what we're seeing, fascists showing up at state capitals fully armed, wearing battle armor and waving Confederate flags. They're just trying to replicate what Mussolini's black shirts did and what Hitler's brown shirts did. Every new mass shooting, every assassination of black people, every, you know, attack against Hispanics, the El Paso Walmart, queer people, Asian Americans, Jews, the Tree of Life congregation, children, the list of school shootings is too lengthy for this article. White allies, Kyle Rittenhouse's targets. Every single one of those shootings amps up the terror people in these groups feel when they see armed white men, which is the whole point of it. That's their goal. And we're now the only democracy, the only advanced democracy in the world that regularly suffers from such acts of domestic terrorism. And this is because we're the only country in the developed world with national media organizations and a major political party that have embraced fascist rhetoric and tolerate, in fact, congratulate fascist speech and behavior. You know, this is authoritarianism. Authoritarianism is at the foundation of fascism. As you know, I've talked with John Dean on this program about numerous times. Fascism destroys lives and nations. In Germany, you know, they started banning books in schools. Then they moved to removing books from libraries. There's a picture of Nazis removing books from a library on my article today at HartmanReport.com. And then they went, and then they started actually burning books, having bonfires. And then they started going house to house looking for books, particularly in Jewish houses. This is literally how it starts, and we need to be aware of this. Alrighty, I got to tell you how Biden owned McCarthy. It'll just take a moment on the other side of this break, and then I will pick up your phone call. So stick around. We will be right back, 16 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls here on Anything Goes Friday.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. And if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream,
And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, want something special for your guy this Valentine's Day? You know, it's creeping up on us here. Well, put the man back in romance with a fun and flirty gift from ManCrates.com. ManCrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he's going to truly love. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put me down for that one. ManCrates.com. Oh, by the way, the decanter, personalized, that's free. They will put his name right on it. ManCrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar, or a heart-shaped box of delicious jerky like Whiskey Maple or Root Beer Habanero. Personalization is free. And every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. And I can get you 20% off at ManCrates.com. Just use that code LOVE20 at ManCrates.com to save 20% on orders over $99. That's LOVE20 at ManCrates.com. And, by the way, it turns out Ron DeSantis has his own book banning troops, the Woke Busters. They're called the Manatee Patriots. They recently put out a recruitment call for woke busters to be the eyes and ears and boots on the ground in the schools to stop educators from filling the libraries with these books. And one of the site breathlessly reads, "We've more things found in the library. The book, the offensive material that they flagged, Michelle Obama's autobiography, and a history of Barack Obama's presidency." Yep, they not only want to erase sex education, but they want to remove any evidence that we ever had a black president. Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. Kevin McCarthy went to the White House yesterday and met with Joe Biden, and he came out and tried to pretend that they were engaged in negotiations. He said, "No agreements, no promises, except that we would continue this conversation." And then he said this word salad that makes no sense. Maybe you can tell me what he means. Quote, "There's nothing in there but me walking away that does not believe at the end of the day we can come to an agreement." Eh? But here's what the White House had to say. It was a frank and straightforward dialogue. The one overriding message President Biden made clear that as every other leader in both parties in Congress has affirmed, it is their shared duty not to allow an unprecedented and economically catastrophic default. Right. All righty, picking up your phone calls here, Ted in Washington, D.C. Hey, Ted, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm
a little bit disturbed about Mr. DeSantis. I assume he's a pretty smart guy, and he's using, he's relying on polling data to decide, to determine how he should, what direction he should be moving in order to successfully run for president. And what bothers me is that apparently his polling data is telling him that he needs to, be bigoted and racist in order to, gain votes, not just in Florida, but all over the country. Right. And as an African American, that really bothers me that, that his pollsters would be advising him that racism is a good idea.
I'm not sure it's just that, though, Ted. I mean, several of his students, he taught in a private high school after he got out of college, after he got his law degree from Yale. And and several of his students have said that he was just a big booster of the Confederacy. He was a total boy fan of it.
I can understand that. I mean, we've had other, politicians who have been in that position. But, I mean, if you're trying to, gain enough, popularity that you could actually become president, and you're using this polling data to get there, what bothers me, like I said, is that his pollsters are telling him that this is a good idea. Yeah. I'm 70 years old. I've been through in my lifetime. I've seen all kinds of, torture that has happened to black people. One of the ones that I recall when I was a teenager was a black man who had been tied to the back of a pickup truck and dragged down the road until his skin was pulled off.
James Byrd, wasn't it?
And what I'm afraid of is that that's something that can come back.
Yeah,
that's all I had to say.
Wasn't that James Byrd? Was that his name?
I believe so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember when that happened, and that of course was not unique. I mean, that just got a lot of publicity. I share your concern, Ted. Go ahead.
There's an author by the name of Philip Dre that had written a book about this. I think he might be an interesting person to talk about.
Okay, great. I'll check it out, Ted. Thank you.
Thank you.
I absolutely share your concerns. I see fascism rising in America, and it concerns me tremendously. And I hope that we can nip this in the bud. Although I think we're past the bud, the flower now. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Anything Goes Friday. What's on your mind? Back with your calls on the other side of this. You probably already know there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad. But what you might be surprised to learn is that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. That's why, to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, though, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why I have the ExpressVPN app downloaded on all my devices, phone, computer, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I have to do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom right now and get 3 extra months free through my special link. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just
a progressive.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. U.S. Navy and Coast Guard ships and Navy divers are working to retrieve every piece possible of what the U.S. says was a Chinese spy balloon shot down by an American warplane yesterday off the coast of South Carolina. Urging an investigation into whether the Chinese military may have made the decision to launch the balloon without input from Chinese civilian leaders, former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair Admiral Mike Mullen.
One of the questions is whether the right hand knew what the left hand was doing inside China.
Mullen on ABC's This Week. It may have been a bad wheel axle that caused 50 freight train cars to jump the tracks in East Palestine, Ohio, say federal safety investigators. That's an initial assessment based on two videos. Police say an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at a rehab and nursing center in Port Jefferson, Long Island, was taken to a funeral home. And over 3 hours after being pronounced dead, she was breathing. Medical folks not clear on what happened. This is ABC News.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
What is dadication?
People ask how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Shh.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most right-wing bench in America, I believe a majority of their members were appointed by Donald Trump. I may be wrong on that. It might be a large minority. I don't have the numbers right in front of me. But a three-judge panel from the Fifth Circuit, this is, you know, the Deep South Circuit, ruled yesterday that it is unconstitutional for cities, counties, or states to prevent people who are under restraining orders for domestic violence from having weapons. It's unconstitutional. Some guy has been beating up his wife. He's got a gun. He threatens her with it. You got to let him keep the gun. This is truly bizarre. The case is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. And the ruling said restrictions must be, quote, consistent with this nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation. Right. Historic. I mean, you know, does anybody know the story of Tombstone, Arizona? Anyway, picking up your calls. Anything goes Friday. Kathleen in Wichita, Kansas. Hey, Kathleen, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Good morning. So happy to be able to visit with you. If you want to know the thread of history that we are still in the middle of, there is a compilation of speeches by Native American leaders starting from 1540 up to the 21st century. And what these speeches do, they are by Native American leaders to leaders of the United States in various settings. But what it shows with no ambiguity is the horror of Europeans, what European culture has done, not only to the Native Americans, but to the detriment of Europeans, we, the descendants of those Europeans ourselves.
Right.
The words are original to the Native Americans, and it is one of the most compelling, eye-opening understandings of ourselves as a culture as I've ever run into.
What's the title of the book and the author?
The book is called Great Speeches by Native Americans, and it is available through the Southwestern Indian Foundation. It's online, and I can go offline and talk to your
Is it available on like Amazon and other, you know, Powell's and stuff like that?
That I don't know, because I just got it through the Native American Foundation.
Oh, Sean just checked. It's on Amazon. So, okay. Great Speeches by Native Americans. Cool.
Great Speeches by Native Americans, yeah. The good part about it is, though, if you think in terms of the progress that we've made and the progress that we need to make, you can always go back to these speeches and compare what we're doing today to what they were saying back then.
And
that's all I have to say.
Okay, Kathleen, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it. Mike in Twisp, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. I was wondering if DeSantis' book banners are going to discover the fact that every single play written by Shakespeare was performed in drag because it was illegal for women to perform on stage.
You're right.
In Elizabethan England.
You're absolutely right.
They have all these really great characters. And then to put a finer point on it, a play that's often performed in high school theater groups is The Twelfth Night, in which Viola, one of the main characters, would be portrayed by a man in Shakespeare's time. And she, during the course of the play, takes the guise of a young man, becomes a man before she's revealed at the end to be a woman, which is such a gender bender and completely would fit the definition of being a drag show, I suppose.
Yeah.
No matter how you look at it.
If it was performed in the original way. I mean, nowadays women play women in Shakespeare plays. But yeah.
But in the case of Viola, that woman would then be performing as a man for a good portion of the play.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So I just wonder if they're going to go to the extreme of outlawing Shakespeare. I taught high school English for a while, and the plays of Shakespeare were part of the staple that we taught. And I have a great deal of respect. I go to the Shakespeare Festival down in Ashland and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and really have enjoyed now in my retirement going back and revisiting a lot of the plays when it suddenly occurred to me, are we going to eliminate the greatest poet in the English language because it doesn't fit the Republican narrative?
Well, they certainly may well, eliminate the Twelfth Night, that particular play. that's amazing. Cross-dressing or whatever you want to call it, people dressing like the gender they are not, has got to be as old as human history. I mean, there's Native American stories about this, they go back thousands of years. Yeah. And of course, you're right about Shakespeare's time. But, they've got to have this.
In the theater arts.
Yeah, but the right-wingers have got to have somebody to hate on. And, the easiest thing to hate on is the smallest group. You find a minority. And then if you can find a minority within a minority, like trans people within the larger gay community or queer community, then, you've hit the rocket ship to the moon. I mean, that's perfect because... They don't have a large constituency. Few people are going to defend them. They don't even have a lot of people who know trans people. Who have trans people in their families. So yeah, I think
Shakespeare's got a pretty big constituency, and I think to use him to point out the absurdity and stupidity of their agenda might be helpful.
I agree. That's a great one. Mike, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Happy Friday to you. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Wixom, there you go. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hi, Tom. My issue today relates to the debt ceiling crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very worried the Republicans are going to push us over the cliff on the debt ceiling.
They intend to.
Yes, I think so. And I have a concern about Biden and the Democrats' apparent strategy in countering that. I don't understand why Biden isn't leading with the issue of the huge Trump tax cuts for billionaires and corporations and how that is a reason for the current deficits and how all the Republicans supported those.
I agree.
If I would, instead of saying, show me your budget, I'd say something like, unless you're willing to repeal the Trump tax cuts, we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, or at least Trump tax cuts that was in effect for people making over $400,000 a year, because Biden has promised that he won't raise taxes on people who make under $400,000, and Trump did throw a bone to pretty much everybody, as they always do. Reagan did that, Bush did that, and Trump did that.
Those aspects are automatically repealed.
yeah.
What remains is the huge giveaway to the billionaires and the corporations. And I don't know if Biden and the Dems are missing this part of the response or if it's that the media are just not covering it when they do.
Yeah.
But I think that the core part of educating the public about the budget deficit issue.
It might be both. I think the reason why the Biden administration is not saying that is not so much that they're concerned about being labeled as, oh, they just want to raise your taxes. It's that they don't want to be seen as negotiating. Kevin McCarthy came out of that meeting with Biden and strongly implied, if not outright said, essentially to the media, that he was in a negotiation. The Trump administration said, we're not in a negotiation. We're waiting to hear what they propose. It's like McCarthy comes to Biden and says, we're going to hold the economy hostage if you don't give in to our demands. And then Biden says, okay, what are your demands? And McCarthy's like, so far it's working well for Biden. The Republicans are owning themselves. But yeah, I think your point's well made, Marty. I spot on. Thank you very much for that call. By the way, did you catch that, over 500,000 new jobs just came out? The unemployment rate's down to 3.4%. We haven't seen an unemployment rate this low since 1969, And, you know, when Lyndon Johnson was president, or actually, I guess Nixon was president, and we haven't seen a president have this much job creation in the first 2 years of his presidency ever in the history of the nation. Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Biology is a huge part of the climate crisis. Worldwide, 1 million species are on the verge of extinction forever.
Yep.
30%, about one in every three species in the U.S. is on the verge of extinction forever. We can still save these species just as we did with the bald eagle in the 1970s by banning DDT. H.R. 2773, the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, will protect these species.
How?
Call or contact Senator Congress to pass this bill.
Yeah, I'm with you, but how does it do it?
It just provides protection, funding and protection and for all the species that are on the edge of extinction.
For the endangered species.
And it's a comprehensive plan to protect them. And also, I wanted to say, support the America the Beautiful initiative by President Biden and Vice President Harris to protect and preserve 30% of America's lands for wildlife, biodiversity, carbon absorption, recreation, wildlife quarters. It's a win-win-win for everybody, and
yeah,
it's very popular with all the voters.
I'm familiar with it, Chris. You're absolutely right, and the Biden administration is just doing some great stuff in this regard, and yes, people should be calling the members of Congress. Chris, thank you. I'm sorry we're out of time, but we'll be back. It's 15 minutes before the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the home of the political revolution. We'll be right back.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, John in Huntington, New York. Hey, John, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I wanted to call to talk about the Bill Maher show. 2 weeks ago, he had on his first guest was Bill Barr. And it was actually a very disappointing interview, I thought. It's rare that you see Bill Barr sit down with a liberal to take questions. And I guess there was two things. There was a question that he answered, and then there was a question that he never asked, which really annoyed me. The one thing he didn't ask that I always wondered and I would love to ask Bill Barr about is that in the Mueller report, all the redactions that he placed, one of the biggest areas that were redacted was because of ongoing investigations. And I think there was even a list of something like at least a half a dozen ongoing investigations that were happening at the time of the Bill Mueller report. And obviously, I'm sure Bill Barr personally terminated them. And yet, that has never come out. Mm-hmm. And it would have been a good opportunity to ask that, because Bill Barr himself said, well, if a president can't be indicted because of the DOJ policy, well, then certainly why investigate? So I'm sure he terminated them all. And what were they? And I think that was a huge hole that he could have tried to at least explore. The other thing which really annoyed me, half of the interview was very softballs, and then finally he asked him about why didn't he indict for the obstruction, at least, or at least recommend that it could happen. And Bill Barr said, well, you know, it's if you look in Bill Mueller's report itself, he said it, not me. And that was his rationale. And Bill Maher just let it slide. And in fact, and I can't believe Bill Maher is this ignorant of what, you know, what happens in you know, current events. But and I don't know if you know about this, or you probably know more about it, but there was a memo that came out this past summer about the DOJ rationale for why they didn't indict. And it's been kept secret. And finally, there was a watchdog group. I don't know the name of them, but they requested under Freedom of Information Act to have it released. It went through a couple of courts, finally to an appeals court. I think it was Amy Berman Jackson was the judge. And she publicly said she was shocked by the memo. This is a memo that explains why they didn't indict. She made it sound like it was complete fabrication that Bill Barr created. And she demanded it to be released to the public. This was like back in August. And have you heard about it since then? Apparently,
no.
Bill, I think it was Biden, was the one who said he was afraid, he didn't want it released. And then I never heard a thing about it. I don't know if you have any comments on that.
I recall the event. I don't, like everybody else, I don't know what's in that memo.
I do know that Bill Barr is a cover-up artist. I mean, that's what he did in 1992 for George Herbert Walker Bush when he was looking at going to federal prison for his participation in the October surprise in Iran-Contra. And Bill Barr was the guy who recommended that he pardon all five people who were involved, including, you know, two people who had already been convicted, and Caspar Weinberger, which is the big one. Weinberger was apparently right in the middle of this whole thing, and he said that he was going to testify truthfully. And so they pardoned all of them, blew up the investigation, and you had this screaming headline across the top of the New York Times, a two-line, you know, giant all-caps headline, you know, cover-up. Yeah, this was on Christmas Day, 1992. You know, the Bill Barr strikes, basically, the George Herbert Walker Bush had covered up his own involvement in Iran-Contra. And this was, you know, 3 weeks before Bill Clinton became, you know, was sworn in as president. This was after the election. So, you know, Bill Barr has a long history, of being a very competent cover-up artist. So, you know, I'm not surprised. But I didn't see the Bill Maher show, so I can't speak to it. John, I've got to move along. Thank you for the call. Marvin in Skokie, Illinois. Hey, Marvin, what's on your mind?
Hi. Tom, my issue today is getting at the basis of why people misbehave and have bad characters and why there is domestic violence, fascism, Republican Party, misleading of the public, all of those issues together, I feel could be resolved if we encouraged and campaigned for ethical sensitivity in the minds of the public, so that they were ethical and they knew why they were ethical, and they didn't want to harm anybody else. And I think if they've had that on an emotional basis, this would...
Marvin, make this real for me. Give me an example of what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I feel you dismissed ethics too cavalierly, and I would like to see ethics taught on the high school level.
I agree, but can you give me an example of what you're talking about, or is that the example?
Okay, I think people could be susceptible to fascist tendencies, or to violence, or to hate, or cruelty, if they didn't know their ethics. And so I'm proposing that universities should offer teachers the chance to learn ethics and teach it in high school.
See, I think ethics should be taught, not using that word, but I think ethics should be taught in first grade, second grade, third grade. I think this is that's the time when people's ethical core is being built, is early childhood. But you know, broadly speaking, Marvin, I completely agree with you, and I'm just arguing that you know, we should have curriculum in very early elementary school that defines value systems. We'll be right back. It's Anything Goes Friday.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35%.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.